is Jeff Bosser.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. A state appeals court says election officials must use a ballot asking voters if they want a constitutional convention, despite language that critics call false and misleading. The three-judge panel of the Illinois Appellate Court handed down its two-sentence order this morning without explaining its decision. The order says an explanation will follow. Critics complain the ballot falsely tells voters that not voting is the same as voting no, and unfairly tells voters that 75% of voters previously turned down a call for a constitutional convention. But attorneys for Cook County Clerk David Orr argued it was too late to create a fresh ballot. Circuit Judge Nathaniel House has ordered election officials to provide voters at the polls with a notice correcting the language. A medical helicopter apparently clipped a radio tower wire before crashing and burning overnight in Aurora, killing a one-year-old patient and its three-man crew. And authorities are investigating whether the tower's lights were on at the time. John Brannon of the National Transportation Safety Board says investigators are trying to figure out if lights on the tower were on before the crash or if they were knocked out. He says the helicopter appears to have been flying about 50 feet below the top of the tower. Aurora Police Sergeant Rob Wallers says the helicopter was transporting one-year-old Christian Blockinger of Leland to Children's Memorial Hospital in Chicago when it went down minutes before midnight. The three other victims are identified as 31-year-old William Mann of Chicago, 69-year-old Del Wong of Carmel, Indiana, and 41-year-old Ronald Battiato of Piatone. State Treasurer Alexi Giannulia says depositing $1 billion in Illinois banks will bring a better investment return, as well as easing credit. Giannulia has told the Associated Press he plans to offer banks $1 billion in state funds to bolster their capital reserves for lending during the Wall Street meltdown. He says it will keep money flowing and boost consumer confidence in banks. But Giannulia says it's also a better investment. The Treasurer will move $1 billion from more conservative investments whose returns are dropping as skittish investors flock to them. And banks are so eager for cash, they're paying 3.2% for a year-long deposit compared to about 2.25% last spring. That's according to the Treasurer's office. Proposed changes to the state employees' deferred compensation plan are being pushed back. It's to allow more time for review, as Sean Crawford reports.
More than 55,000 Illinois state government workers invest in deferred compensation, which is the state's version of a 401k. It allows pre-tax contributions in various mutual funds. Bill Atwood is director of the Illinois State Board of Investments. He says the board wants to farm out more administrative duties to an outside firm.
What's driving this is just an effort to move towards best practices and reduce costs for participants. That's all this is about.
But concerns were raised over the proposed changes, including by some lawmakers. They questioned if this was a way for the Blagojevich administration to somehow access employee savings. Atwood says there's no cause for alarm. He says the changes were expected to be considered by a legislative panel this week, but his board will instead refile its request next year. I'm Sean Crawford.
Seven Illinois cities are trying to win the state's long-dormant 10th casino license. The Illinois Gaming Board announced its bidders yesterday afternoon. Mike Ree has that story.
The cities applying for the casino license span the entire Chicago region. They include Des Plaines, Calumet City, Stickney, and Harvey, Illinois. Dick Hyde is mayor of Waukegan, another city competing for the license. He says his residents need the economic boost.
We're a very, very deprived area. Waukegan, I think, probably is somewhere around 12 to 15% unemployment. Our average income probably is somewhere in a $20,000 a year bracket. So we need jobs.
Illinois' 10th casino license has a storied past. For many years, it was tangled up in legal battles while investors tried to open a casino in the village of Rosemont. A different group is now trying its luck to build a casino there. The Illinois Gaming Board says it expects to issue the license before the end of the year. I'm Mike Reed.
Republican incumbent Mitch Daniels has maintained a huge fundraising and spending advantage over Democrat Joe Long Thompson in this year's race for Indiana governor. Campaign finance reports released yesterday show that Daniels began the year with about $6.76 million and has raised $7.2 million more through the latest reporting period ending September 30th. He has spent almost $13 million since the start of the year and had about $1.1 million cash on hand as he seeks a second term in the November 4th election. Long Thompson began the year with about $437,000, raised about $3.5 million since January, and had close to $246,000 cash on hand at the end of September. And Libertarian Andrew Horning raised less than $5,000 this year and had just over $3,600 remaining. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30 Central. I'm Jeff Bossert.
WILL programs are made possible with support from the Art Mart in Lincoln Square, Urbana. The Art Mart offers unique items for the home and kitchen and a deli and bakery featuring Reuben's chocolates. The Art Mart is pleased to support public radio.
It's 12:36. Let's check in now with meteorologist Ed Kieser for a look at our weather. Hi, Ed.
Good afternoon.
Big change from yesterday when we talked last. 20 degrees or more.
Well, our high yesterday afternoon at the water survey was 80 degrees, and it was about the time we talked, just a little bit before that, because the rain had, was just moving in when we were talking. And just to our north and west, it was much cooler, but